This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate, well, celebrate? Question, maybe. The biggest Christmas present of the season, at least according to Ruben Navarrete. The biggest Christmas present this holiday season was a gift from the Chief Justice of the United States, the head of the judicial branch of government, to the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. What is that president? It is that present for the president was a delay, at least, in getting rid of Title 42 of the Immigration Act. And, yes, I know for everybody, when you hear about Title 24 and Title 42, it all begins to glaze over, except for the basic recognition that we are doing a terrible job keeping our border secure and repairing our immigration system. Nobody's written about it more persuasively or with greater insight or originality or courage than Ruben Navarrete, syndicated columnist, podcaster, the host of Ruben in the Center and the Navarrete Sonic Podcast Network, and also best-selling author. Ruben, before we get into the details about what's happening with Title 42, I was reading over your most recent commentary, and what's so unbelievable to me is we have known as a country for 30 years, maybe more, that we have a broken immigration system, and what we need to do is to make it harder for people to come into the country illegally, and easier for people to come into the country legally. What is the core reason you believe that the Biden administration, full of big promises on this subject, they've done absolutely nothing to move the situation along and to make improvements in border security? Why is this so very, very difficult for one president after another?
Michael, great to be back with you. Great to be a friend of the program and great to join you. Happy holidays to you. I can tell you that the reason this has been such a persistent problem from president to president to president, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, it makes no difference, is because it is rooted in dishonesty. The dysfunction of the immigration debate and our immigration system is rooted in dishonesty. We want to have both ways as Americans. We want to say that we want to keep out foreigners. Our natural instinct is to keep out people, even those who come legally. We've never liked legal immigrants. You know that. The Germans, the Irish, the Italians, the Jews. We've never liked them. Even if they came legally, it didn't matter. We wanted to keep them out. And even in today's debate, we want to keep out legal immigrants through things like the RAISE Act and other Republican pieces of legislation that want to keep out legal immigrants. But on the other hand, we need the labor. We need the workforce. And so the same Republicans who, in many cases, are saying we need to keep them out are trying to find sneaky ways to bring them in to benefit the Chamber of Commerce. And in cases like what happened in Alabama years ago, when Alabama tried to invoke an Arizona-style type immigration state law, that would keep out people, guess what? It was repealed. It was repealed by the same Republicans who helped put it into place. So we are a deeply mixed country of mixed beliefs, and we have this this confusion about what we want from immigrants, and we can't make up our mind. What do we want more? Do we want a secure border, or do we want a humming economy that's driven by immigrant labor?
What about the idea, as you write in one of your most recent columns, that Chief Justice Roberts gave President Joe Biden a gift by holding up the Title 42 until the Supreme Court can see to it. Explain what Title 42 is and what's wrong with it.
Title 42 goes all, it's a provision of U.S. code. It goes all the way back to the health care law passed in public health safety law, public health law, that's the phrase I'm looking for, a public health law dating back to 1944 that instilled into our U.S. code a provision by which the president, whoever the president happens to be, can keep out people from immigrating to the United States, keep out foreigners if it's preventing the spread of disease, for instance. And President Trump seized on that during I think as early as March of 2020 during COVID to say, okay, we have to keep out the spread of COVID, so we're going to keep out these immigrants. Now, we know enough about President Trump to know that he had already a nativist agenda and he wanted to keep out people anyway. He was pretty open about that. But in any case, he used it as a pretense. Here's the interesting part. Joe Biden, who, as far as I can tell, has no integrity and no honesty at all on the immigration issue, campaigned against Title 42, told Latinos and others, vote for me, and when I get into office, I will repeal Title 42. And all he did was not repeal it. He kept it in place for 2 years. He had the option of keeping his word and repealing it, and he didn't. And finally, it was a federal judge, a D.C. District Court judge, who said, enough of this already. You guys have kept this in place in good times and bad times as COVID has waned and gone back and forth. And a judge says ultimately, tell you what, circle the date, December 21st, which, Michael, is today. Today, the judge said on December 21st, we're doing away with Title 42. And the Biden administration sort of played along with this and said, okay, well, we're going to make rooms for the end of Title 42. But they didn't want to take any sort of leadership role one way or another. They've been completely passive, right? So here comes John Roberts, and John Roberts gives a gift to the man, Joe Biden, who, as a senator from Delaware, voted against John Roberts' confirmation back in 2005, the Chief Justice. And the gift he gave to Biden was to say, tell you what, I'm going to let you off the hook. Somebody has to show leadership here, pal. You have no backbone. So tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to come in here, and we're going to stay the judge's order, and we're going to basically say you do not have to lift Title 42 until the full court can sort this out. So as of today, the bottom line is, as of today, had John Roberts not done that, we'd be dealing with a flood of as many as 15,000 immigrants coming across the border. Today we
every
are
day.
Not. Title 42
every
is
day.
Still every day. And Title 42 is still in place. So I fault the Biden administration for lying, for being dishonest, for being duplicitous, for trying to have their cake and eat it too, and for trying to do what Barack Obama did, which was to simultaneously come across as tough and compassionate on the border.
Oh, it's what a ridiculous situation. They now say that we have passed 5 million unauthorized immigrants who have come in during the first 2 years of Joe Biden's presidency alone. That's 5 million. It's record-breaking at this point. What should be done?
Well, look, Michael, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of things the right has done wrong, and there's a lot of stuff the left has done wrong. I think the right should stop using the word invasion. They need to knock that off, okay? Invasion is what Russia did to Ukraine. It's what the United States did to Mexico in 1848 when they took Mexico, when they took half of the country of Mexico away and turned it into 8 U.S. states. What's going on the border now is not an invasion, okay? It's not the I word. Back off. Stop that. But on the other hand, the left, and I'm not normally on the left, but I'm guilty of this same sin, we've underplayed and haven't appreciated the numbers involved, and we basically have said this is about employment. This is about, as I said before in my monologue, right? I said, hey, opening comments, I said, we keep hiring these people, they keep coming. Clearly, Michael, this has gone way beyond hiring people. We are seeing around the world, whether you're Ukrainian or Russian, both Ukrainians and Russians are now coming to Tijuana. You can go to Tijuana, south of San Diego, and find Russians and Ukrainians who both fled that part of the world to come here. You have Haitians who came because their country imploded after earthquakes and hurricanes and assassination attempts, right? Assassinations. So you have this beacon that we are to the world, okay? Apparently, even though Americans tend to forget it, the world has not forgotten it. The world is still believing what's in the brochure, and they're coming when they need help, and a lot of people around the world need help.
Okay, so what do Americans do about it? We will continue the conversation with Ruben Navarrete coming up on The Medved Show.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather, full sleigh right together.
And on the Michael Medved show, we just talked about two numbers. One number is 15,000. That is the estimated number of new unauthorized immigrants who would be entering the United States if they do get rid of Title 42. And meanwhile, there are literally thousands and thousands of people who continue making their way into the United States. There is a great deal of fentanyl making its way into the United States, which a lot of people think also needs to be combated by more effective government security. A new DEA report said today that enough fentanyl has been seized by the Drug Enforcement Administration to kill every single person in the USA in 2022. That's deadly stuff. So what do we do about it? It's one of those things where it's easy to decry the failures of the Biden administration, which have been pathetic. But the better alternative, well, that's where we turn to Ruben Navarrete. Ruben, syndicated columnist and podcaster, the host of Ruben in the Center. Okay, first of all, just to get one other dimension on this. You saw, I am sure, this report from the DEA about the 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder and 50.6 million illegal fentanyl tablets so far in 2022 that have been apprehended by the DEA, and their claim that they have now seized enough imports into the United States of fentanyl, of this illegal fentanyl that is manufactured apparently in Mexico, to kill everybody in the who lives in the United States, all 340 million of us. What do we do?
Well, to quote a great Republican, to quote a great Republican from an earlier era, we have to teach our kids to just say no. Here's where I come from. My dad was a cop, as you know. He was on the job for 37 years. My dad made his way. He was born in the 40s and made his way through the entire 1960s, never smoked one joint or went anywhere near it because he was afraid of his old man. I likewise never went near drugs. When I hear about these fentanyl stories, and if you pay close attention, Michael, to these fentanyl stories, you'll see a story about four college athletes who were using opioids and they were laced with fentanyl. Somebody was using cocaine, it was laced with fentanyl. You know, we have been way too casual about drug use in this country. And it is always the case that when my kid, God forbid, ends up addicted to opioids or ends up being hurt or killed by fentanyl, I'm going to look for somebody to blame. So I'm going to blame the Mexicans, and I'm going to blame Mexico, and I'm going to blame China, and I'm going to blame the border. I'm not going to look in the mirror as a parent and blame myself and take responsibility for what happened to my kid. So I've been hearing about this for years and years, and I am just, this is the Republican in me, I guess, right? I like taking responsibility. I like that sermon that says take responsibility for your actions. In this case, for your kids' actions. It is not Mexico's job to raise your kids.
Okay, is it Mexico's job to enforce the their northern border as aggressively as they enforce their southern border? In other words,
they're never going to do that. We don't do that with Canada. We don't do that with Canada. You've seen the numbers, Michael. I think about 95% of our border guards are on the southern border, not the northern border. Mexico, when we try to push them on this, they always say the same thing. They say, we're not Cuba. It's not our job to keep our people from leaving. You know, we don't believe in that. And they do try to have it both ways. They have a really strict southern border because they don't like Guatemalans and Hondurans, but they want to have a fluid border on the north. That sounds a lot like us. We have all our border guards on the south, and we're not too worried about being invaded by the Canadians.
So, again, in terms of the general approach for President Bush when he was trying immigration reform twice, for President Obama when he was pushing immigration reform, was basically that some compromise ought to be possible to improve the system as it works for legal immigrants at the same time that you crack down on human trafficking and illegal immigration. What needs to be done in the next 2 years before we get a new president?
Well, you're right that, you know, one of the reasons George W. Bush is one of my favorite presidents is I think he came very, very close to doing immigration reform, accomplishing it through Congress in 2007. That was the closest we ever got. It was a John Kyle compromise bill. And back then it had three basic, you know, the three-legged stool, they said. And one was to create a guest worker program so that you could meet the demands of labor. Because who are we kidding? Americans are not going to do these jobs. George W. Bush used to stubbornly say, jobs Americans won't do. Our pride didn't allow us to accept that, so a lot of conservative Republicans were angry with the Republican president. You know, stop saying that. You're hurting our feelings. Of course our kids will go out and pick peaches, you know. But Bush had it right, so you're never going to have that workforce. You need to bring it in through guest workers. The second thing was better border security. Bush didn't talk about building a 12th century wall, right? But you definitely need 21st century type sensors and technology and equipment. Give the Border Patrol $10 billion to buy new technology as opposed to $25 billion to build a wall that people can go under or around. And lastly, you got to do something with the people who are here illegally and who've been here for more than 10 years. Because, Michael, you can see from the border, if you have 15,000 new people coming every day, we've got to do something about the people who've already been here for 10 or 20 years who are now getting ready to draw Social Security, I say facetiously, because they're not eligible for Social Security. But if they've been here and they're somebody's grandparent and they're still undocumented, you know, God, we should be able to fix that. So I think that we should legalize some of the undocumented, particularly if they've been here a long time. We should create new avenues for people to come into this country legally. We're a country of 330 million people, and I will hear conservative radio talk show hosts, present company excepted, okay? I will hear conservative friends of ours talk about how we do this great thing because we let in 1 million legal immigrants a year. Well, if the country was 10 million people, it might be a big deal to let in a million. We let in a million people every year, and we have for the last decade or so, more than a decade or so, and we're a country of 330 million people. If I had my way tomorrow, I would say we're going to let in 3 million people, not one, 3 million people legally, which hopefully would bring some of the pressure off to bear off the border. But here's the last and important part of the Ruben Navarrete plan, okay, immigration reform plan, such as it is. We have to talk honestly about immigration. We have to stop the BS. We have to stop letting the Democrats run their games like Joe Biden and the Republicans run their games, and it's an invasion. No, it's really about jobs. And nobody takes responsibility, and nobody wants to be honest. We need to be honest. And if I'm going to argue with Republicans that racism is a part of the discussion, and in fact, people won't do these jobs, and then I'm going to turn around and argue with Democrats who downplay the problem and think that there's nobody who's here who's illegal, no human being is undocumented, then, you know, where am I? I'm just wasting my time. We need to be honest about this debate. The solution begins with honesty.
And honesty, with so much dishonesty about it. I mean, I'm sure you followed the scandal that ended up with a pardon for Steve Bannon with his "We Build the Wall," the idea that people were donating to finish the wall. Didn't work out. But it always works out. Conversing with Ruben, may you and your family have a blessed Christmas season and a very happy new year. And a sane, rational new year, too, which I appreciate always from Ruben Navarrete. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington this afternoon. First, he meets with President Biden at the White House. Then, a trip to Capitol Hill. He delivers a primetime address to a joint session of Congress.
This is Zelensky's first known trip outside Ukraine since the war began in February. And he had to travel through the hottest spot on the 800-mile front line to leave his country. The U.S. is set to announce the largest single delivery of arms to Ukraine, including Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The latest infusion of U.S. money would be the biggest yet and exceed Biden's $37 billion request. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House January the 6th Committee and its complete report are officially being released today. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, in this holiday season, a lot of people looking back on the year just passed. In some ways, the year just passed was a great year. That's what Gerard Baker says. We will get to his piece about the progress for realism that he sees having taken place in 2022. But meanwhile, there's this report from the Washington Post, and there's just, it's one of those things where you look at it and you feel ill. But it's so crucial that we confront it, and we confront it honestly. The Drug Enforcement Administration said yesterday it has seized more than 379 million fatal doses, potentially, of illegal fentanyl this year. As Mexican drug trafficking and organizations continue to flood the United States with a cheap synthetic opioid responsible for record numbers of U.S. overdose deaths, the agency said it has confiscated more than 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder and 50.6 million illegal fentanyl tablets so far in 2022, and we still have the holiday season. That was twice the number of tablets seized in 2021, when more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses. Two-thirds of those deaths were caused by fentanyl, according to U.S. public health data. Ann Milgram, who is the DEA administrator, said the seizures recorded by the agency this year contained enough fentanyl to, quote, kill everyone in the United States. This is home to about 330 million residents. DA's top operational priority is to defeat the two Mexican drug cartels, she said. The Sinaloa and Jalisco CJNG cartels that are primarily responsible for the fentanyl that is killing Americans today. A Washington Post investigation published last week found that illegal fentanyl has become the leading cause of death. Think about that for a moment. For all Americans ages 18 to 49. Fatal overdoses from fentanyl have surged 94% since 2019, beginning of the pandemic. And the drug now claims more lives in the United States than car accidents, gun violence, or suicides. Extraordinary. And extraordinarily depressing and alarming, it would seem to me. But then so is this. This is from Gallup. Americans reported mental health at new low. Okay, how do you register something like this? Well, you ask people to rate their own mental health. That's what Gallup was doing. They asked a question generally. Do you consider your own mental health excellent, good, just fair, or poor? And 24% of Americans rated their own mental health as either only fair or poor. Last year, the reading was unchanged, but the latest 3-point drop in excellent mental health evaluations, that's from a November 9th, December 2nd Gallup poll, suggests that although the pandemic has improved, some of its ill effects remain. These include economic concerns precipitated by the highest inflation rate in more than four decades. Who are most likely to rate their mental health as poor? Women, young U.S. adults, and those with lower annual household incomes. Data from the same poll show that nearly one quarter of U.S. adults report having visited a psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, or some other mental health professional in the last 12 months. This marks a sizable uptick in mental health visits since the question was last tested in 2004, when 13% of U.S. adults said they had seen a mental health professional. Okay, notice that since 2004 and today, the percentage of people in this country have gone for help to a mental health professional has doubled. Yeah, doubled. Back in 2004, 51% of Americans rated their mental health as excellent. That's, again, almost double what it was today. Of the one quarter of Americans who have gone for mental health visits, they have averaged 3.2 different visits in 2022 compared to 1.1 in 2001. So not only are Americans feeling worse, not only are they less confident about their own mental health and their well-being, but they are seeking help for it, and the help can be rather expensive. It can be rather pricey. And again, the idea that one out of four Americans feels the need for medical attention on mental health. They used to say years and years ago, 10% of Americans are in that category. And, well, now it's one out of four, which is an amazing development. And then you have the attention to other cases like this. We have forgotten, it seems to me, a little bit this time of year, and it may be because of the time of year and the the joys of the season, the ongoing crime wave, and part of this is a woman who broke into Robert De Niro's home, who has a history of burglary arrests, including 17 arrests in the last 2 years. She has a total of more than 24 arrests, not including burglary and other crimes. Despite her past arrests, Avilas, that's her name, insisted while being arrested that she was innocent, though the crime she insisted she didn't commit was murder. I didn't murder anybody, she said multiple times as gathered press asked her about what happened. Police revealed after the arrest that Avilas had allegedly also been playing with an iPad in the De Niro home, and she tried entering other buildings before she ended up in De Niro's house. Why? What was she aiming to do? She was stealing Christmas presents. If you've had 24 arrests in the last 2 years, see, this is part of what happens is we have bouts of reform on various issues, and then they sort of disappear. You remember Three Strikes, You're Out? I mean, she's had 17 arrests for burglary in the last 2 years. What is it that's magical about her that has not led to, after 17 different arrests, some kind of consequences that would take her out of circulation? Wouldn't you think that would be a good idea? Meanwhile, commentary about the Title 42, the immigration restriction meant to protect public health, can't really protect people against drugs or insanity or psychiatric problems. But we'll hear from Governor Greg Abbott of Texas commenting on what is going on in his state coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-288-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray.
It's a little bit of a winter wonderland here in the Seattle area right now, though it's too cold to be a real wonderland. The snow seems to have stopped for the time being, but there is an ice dusting of white everywhere. Speaking of dustings of whatever color you want to choose, there's a multicolored stupidity on the march here in the United States of America. The New York Post has a quick editorial where it uses a very intriguing title, Team Biden's Dumbest Defense Yet of the President's Border Disaster. And they write that who's to blame for America's illegal migrant nightmare? The latest White House line is that it's everyone spreading misinformation by calling the border open. This is based upon a quote by the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, and she says the border is not open. We're doing the smuggler's job if we spread misinformation. And then they say, cue Mayor Eric Adams, who said, we need to do something about the border issue. And Eric Adams is known to be pro-law enforcement. He's certainly somebody with more conservative bona fides than other mayors of New York. But they ran the New York Post. Yes, more than 5 million have streamed across America's border since President Biden took office, setting all-time records, and most have been waved into the interior, with only Title 42, which the administration said it wants to end, allowing some to be kept out. The idea that telling the truth about the open border helps smugglers is beyond ridiculous. The human traffickers, coyotes, and drug cartels know exactly how porous the borders become, and potential migrants are in touch with folks who've already made it in. Biden's own Department of Homeland Security predicts 2 to 4 times as many illegal entrants, up to 14,000 every day, will rush the border once Title 42 dies. Nor is Jean-Pierre the first Bidenite to spout this nonsense. In October, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed the political cry that the border is open is music to the smugglers' ears because they take that political rhetoric and they market it. It also, the idea that talking about an open border means that you're actually promoting it, when what you're talking about is intending to alarm people. Please, they say in the New York Post, if Team Biden really thinks open borders talk truly close the border for real. Now, of course, I have problems with that kind of rhetoric, and you've heard me express it before. You know why? Because it makes it sound like it's an act of will. All President Biden has to do is say, okay, the border's hereby closed. It's not that, and it is going to take something that is, by the way, included in this omnibus bill that I do hope they pass, which is a great deal of additional money for the Border Patrol, a great deal of additional money for border security. And no, you can't just build a wall and then assume that that's going to take care of the job. Because right now you need, we live in the 21st century, not the 15th century, and you need actually a very sophisticated and serious and determined effort to counteract the cartels and to counteract the smugglers and the coyotes, as they were alluding to. There is also this from Governor Abbott on Fox News, the governor of Texas. He was talking about people who are right now sleeping at El Paso Airport who have now been given a free pass to stay in America. This is clip one. Listen.
One aspect about all those people that you see sleeping there, they've already been given a piece of paper authorizing them to be there in that airport or in the United States. So they got the free pass once they got to a Border Patrol agent who gave them that pass.
Okay, and the difficulty, an MSNBC reporter, now we've had Fox News, this is MSNBC, the other range of the political spectrum. And he talks about his conversation with some illegal immigrants. Listen, clip two.
We were even able to see, as of last night, a lot of migrants just crossing, and migrants I spoke to this morning saying they haven't had any interaction with U.S. immigration authorities. They just walked right in.
And is that a problem? Of course it's a problem. And could it be handled more effectively than Joe Biden has been doing? There's a lot to handle. But the question here is priorities. And Hogan Gidley, who is a political aide who served President Trump, he was White House Deputy Press Secretary from 2019 to 2020 in the Trump administration. He slammed Mitch McConnell for being tone deaf in terms of priorities. Here is the comment. It's clip six.
The fact that Mitch McConnell would say the number one issue facing Americans is Ukraine is completely tone deaf to what the American people are asking for out there. Look, go back to the last election. The number one issue was the economy, of course, but then you go down to two and three, it's crime and the southern border. People out there are feeling the brunt of the Joe Biden administration's bad policies out there. We need someone to stand up and say we're going to change course. And instead of fighting against that and fighting for the American people, you have the leader in the Senate on the Republican side saying Ukraine's the most important issue. Wow. Of course it's important, because global matters and the federal government working to protect allies and friends and partners around the world is important, but it doesn't come close to what we're facing here at home and the struggles of real families this holiday season. Mitch McConnell is way out of touch on this one.
Again, to say that this is the number one issue, it's not what he said. I mean, what he talked about was the urgency of the matter in Ukraine. That's why you have Zelensky speaking to Congress this evening. And because right now, particularly with dealing with some of the challenges of the winter time, they have some real and very immediate needs, and you have the president of Ukraine here asking for some help. And meanwhile, Rand Paul actually delivered a special poem for Christmas, and it was his version of A Night Before Christmas, which actually indicated Senator Paul's profound opposition to the omnibus bill that is going to pass probably tonight or tomorrow night, but sometime soon, to prevent the government from shutting down. But here is Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
'Twas the week before Christmas, and through the Senate and House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The earmarks were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The senators were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of pork danced in their heads. No budget was found, just mischief and debt, while the taxpayers hung their poor heads and wept. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, senators sprang from their oxygen. What was the matter? Away to the window they flew like a flash, tore open the shutters when they heard the word cash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a 4,000-page omni with endless debt year after year.
Then he concludes this way.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now McConnell, now Schumer, now Pelosi and Vixen, on Biden, on Stupid, on Dumber and Blitzen, to debt, to bankruptcy, to free money for all. Now dash away, more cash for all. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As the economy threatened to run aground, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Well, that's, I think you know how it ends up. It easily ends up with a little bit of the Christmas spirit. And in the spirit of Christmas, E.J. Dionne is writing about why it is that, he says, conservative Christians include some Americans from their holiday goodwill. We'll get to that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.